Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Alan Mates is our guest. Alan Mates is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. He's the president of Robinson & Mates, which is a marketing and advertising PR brand building firm out of the great city of Chicago. And he and I have known each other for a long time. We've been working together on projects for a long time, both of us serving big companies, some of our big company customers for a long time, and I've always enjoyed hearing what he has to say about how you and I can put our best foot forward in the marketplace better, and he does it better than anybody. Alan Mates, welcome back.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back. Okay, I have been talking about social media since really, I guess, for about 5 years now, And I've been talking to small business owners about developing a social media strategy, et cetera, et cetera. And when I poll small business owners, pretty much it looks like, you know, maybe only 25% to 33% even have a strategy, and the rest want one or they don't want one, but they're not doing it. But I'm really looking forward, Alan, to when we don't have a social media strategy. We just go to market, and social media is one of the elements in our overall marketing platform strategy. What do you think?
I think that's right on. I think words like social media and digital marketing are going to go away in the future. It's all marketing.
Yeah.
And it's using different tactics and different communication channels to reach the right people with the right message.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Jim, one of the things that many small businesses, and in fact many large businesses, tend to ignore these days is the real discipline of marketing planning and understanding the role something like what we call social media today should play within their overall marketing mix.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And if we can, but what I'm concerned about though, Alan, is we got a lot of small businesses out there who've never really had a marketing strategy. And now they're getting farther behind because they haven't embraced any kind of social media, and by the time the rest of the world is pretty much coalescing all that together into one universal strategy, we still got a lot of folks that are going to be left out in two different ways. How do we bring those people on board?
Yeah, that's very true. Well, the best way to bring them on board is for everybody to open up their eyes and their laptops, their mobile devices and tablets, and start playing around with social media.
Yeah.
Once you get to understand it as a consumer or a potential customer, you'll understand better how to use it for your own business in driving people to either your bricks and mortar location or your site online.
See, that's the thing that I think is so important. And that's something I've been talking about, Alan. And that is to don't just think about social media as a place you go and hang out, but think about it as a resource to help you integrate your existing customers, the new customers you meet on the social media platforms, and cross collateralize them, move them back and forth, move people you meet in social media over to the customer list. And reach your existing customers better by getting them to migrate over to your social media communities.
Try to move them back and forth with a common message, all
yes,
reinforcing your overall business proposition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to us how many people, and again, big companies and small alike, are talking about things like customer experience and engagement and integration. What about sales? Are we forgetting about what marketing should do, is drive people to buy something.
Right, right.
Social media can be utilized that way by driving people cross-channel into other forms of communication.
But it's a different steps, and it takes more patience, and you got to be more subtle about it, don't you? Till you get them to at least get them to the point where you can ask them for the business. It's not the same thing as just walking up, knocking on the door, and saying hi. You know, I want to sell you something.
That's correct. There's different components. I mean, you can advertise on social media sites and ask for the sale. But if you're going to engage in the community and engage in the conversation, you have to do it on the consumer's terms.
Much more subtly. Alan, give us the website, please.
www.robinsonmates.com.
M-A-I-T-E-S is how you spell mates. Robinsonmates.com. Quick break. Right back with Alan Mates. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.